This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 80, how to clean your camera, your lenses, and your camera sensor. Hey there, photo lovers. How's it going? And welcome to the 80th Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and as always, we're coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. For today's show, we're going to talk about how to clean your camera and your camera's lenses and sensor, and it comes courtesy of a suggestion from Castle 403, a member of our bulletin board, and she suggested the following. Hi, Marco. I was wondering if you could perhaps sometime do a podcast on camera care and cleaning, how to properly clean the sensor, and what basic cleaning equipment you recommend for use for cleaning. I've been having a heck of a time with dust spots lately, and I've used sensor swabs, but it doesn't seem to help much. I've been getting little streaks of cleaning material left on the sensor instead of dust, and it's making me nuts. Anything you could provide would help. Of course, it's my pleasure to share what I know as always. Sorry if you're hearing scratchiness in my voice. I woke up with a cold today, but the show must go on, and we got to put the show on fast, so hope you can deal with my nasal voice a little bit. Before I answer the question and get into today's topic, I always like to thank people for their comments on last podcast, number 79, where we talked about customizing your camera for free using the custom functions settings. And Jimmy Brown, Wicked Dark, Jack Label 42, Xenon5940 all left comments directly on the blog. Thanks so much for doing it. Leaving the comments on the blog directly is our favorite way of getting them, and that's photography.ca/blog. All right, so let's just get right into today's show. And straight up, dust is a problem. It's always been a problem. It's been a problem in darkroom work from years ago, and it's a problem today. Basically, when dust gets in your camera, it can land on your sensor, and then it can show up in your pictures, and you need to get rid of them. So you can get rid of them in post-processing by cloning out the dust spots, or you can just clean the actual sensor, and we're going to get into that. Obviously, prevention is going to be one of the keys. And I'll be honest, I really have not had to clean my sensor much at all. But that's because I'm pretty anal and meticulous about dust. So first off, you always want to leave your lens caps on when changing lenses. It's so friggin' obvious, but yet I see this all the time. You'll take the lens off and some people will just throw it in their camera bag. Not me. I take my lens off and I put my rear lens cap on immediately. Always. Okay, I shouldn't say always, but 99.9% of the time, that's what I do. Because at the end of the day, the lens on the back part of the lens element actually touches your camera, obviously. So dust that ends up on the rear lens element and you're putting it directly into your camera, well, holy moly, duh, if lots of dust is on the back of your lens, you've introduced lots of dust into the camera. So prevention is going to be the key. You're going to want to use lens caps at all times. You're going to want to clean your lenses frequently. And when it comes to cleaning your lenses and stuff, a blower bulb is going to be a great, great, great tool to have. And you can pick them up anywhere. They're like, I don't know, $5 to $12, depending on what you use for a blower. When you use this blower, if you're cleaning the camera, just like a general cleaning, you take off the lens of your camera, obviously, and keep your camera upside down. That way, when you use the blower, you're blowing into the chamber of your camera, and the dust, hopefully, will fall downward. Certainly, if you have the camera right side up and you use the blower, you're just forcing air into the camera, and the dust ain't going to go anywhere, likely. But if you hold your camera upside down and do it, there's a better chance that gravity will help you and dust might fall down. Obviously, don't change lenses in dusty environments. If you're in a dust storm or, you know, you're somewhere where there's a lot of dust, don't change lenses there. You're obviously increasing your risk. Change lenses quickly. Don't let it linger. You know, I usually have my lenses ready. So if I'm changing one lens to another lens, I have them both in hand and I change lenses very, very, very quickly. And again, always putting the caps, of course. I tend to roll up my sleeves when I change lenses as well. So if there's any crap in the cuffs of my sleeves, it won't end up in the camera. Obviously, if you have pets and you've been petting your pets, and lots of us do, I'm a pet lover, and I pet my cat like crazy, I'll actually change my shirt before I do this. If I'm working inside the house and I'm changing lenses frequently, I will indeed change my shirt because dust on the shirt can get in your camera and it's bloody annoying. So basically, you know, if you're working at home or you're working in an environment where you can control the quantity of dust, Work in that environment. Simple tip. And I'll tell you what I do. I'll just add this in right now. Let's say I'm cleaning the sensor, and we'll talk about that in a bit. Basically, the whole chamber of the camera is open. Now, what I used to do is from my darkroom days, I used to do darkroom work at home. So it's one thing if you're working in a lab, you know, it's well controlled and they have all kinds of, you know, ventilation to get rid of dust and things like that. But when you're working at home, there's often a lot of dust. And all you need to do is just like open up a 500 watt bulb in any room, and you will just see loads and loads and loads and loads of dust floating around. You will, pretty much any room, put a large enough bulb there, not one from the ceiling, but, you know, like a 500 watt bulb from any light you might have, put it on and you'll see dust. Anywho, what I do as a preventative technique, like to clean the camera sensor, is I will take like a mist, you know, something to spray plants and stuff like this. And I used to do this in my darkroom days when I used to develop at home, because one of the rooms I used to develop in, believe it or not, had carpet, and carpet causes dust. So I used to take my sprayer and just spray the whole room before I would commence my darkroom work. And obviously that's going to weigh the dust down, and it's going to let the dust fall to the bottom of the floor. And that allows you to do critical work like cleaning your sensor more effectively. I recommend the bathroom, actually. Bathroom is generally a less dusty area, often is anyway. And so you can easily just use a mist to spray the dust down and then maybe clean your camera sensor in the bathroom, which we'll get to in a little bit. Now, in terms of the real basics, right? Dust is a huge problem, and sometimes we'll notice it on our photos, and sometimes we'll also notice it in our viewfinder. Here's the difference. When we notice it in the viewfinder, the dust is not on our sensor. When we notice it in the viewfinder, meaning we're looking through the viewfinder, chances are the dust is on the mirror. So you're going to want to get rid of that dust on the mirror. For cleaning the dust on the mirror, all I do is I hold the camera upside down and you know, I just blow it with that blower. And that works like pretty much all the time. If by chance you have a really, really, really stubborn speck of dust on the mirror, be very, very careful, because that mirror, it can go out of alignment really, really easily. It's super, super sensitive. So what you can do is you can basically like roll up a piece of lens cleaning tissue and basically just move that piece of dust ever so slowly, and then again, blow it off using that blower. That's what I recommend. If you scratch that mirror, it's not going to show up in your photos because the mirror just lets you see what you're seeing, right? But every time you look through your viewfinder, if you scratch your mirror, you're going to see that scratch. And if you smudge your mirror, you're going to see that smudge. And it's bloody annoying, even though it won't show up on your picture. So be very, very, very careful about cleaning the mirror. Again, I recommend only using a blower. And let's just be clear, if it's one or two little specks of dust, it might not be that big a deal, and you can deal with it, and it's not going to be on your photo, like you say. But if it's many, many, many specks of dust, you want to clean that mirror. Because every time you press the shutter, the mirror goes down and up, and that dust can fly around in the middle of your camera, and indeed, it can end up on your sensor. So, you know, one or two specks on the mirror, not the biggest deal, but be careful and blow it off with a blower. When I'm talking about a blower, just in case anyone doesn't know what it is, it's basically a little ball with a nozzle made of rubber, and it blows air into your camera. Some people suggest using compressed air. I've heard various stories on it. I don't use compressed air ever. Certainly, there's a propellant in compressed air. And if you get that propellant in your camera, it's friggin' dangerous. Anyway, I just don't use it. Some people love it. I don't use it. So I recommend just a blower over canned or compressed air. In preparing for this podcast, I did find out that they have blowers now that are supposedly anti-static. I suspect I will try one out one day. It does seem like logically it may make a difference. Obviously, there's lots of testimonials on the internet, but I don't know anyone that uses it personally. So I just use my regular blower. Okay, let's talk about cleaning your camera sensor. So, you know, you're taking photographs and you notice that, you know, there's spots on your photo. You can be pretty sure that there's dust on your sensor when that happens. So how do you get the dust off your sensor? The first thing you're going to want to try is the very mediocre, you know, vibration technique that many of the newer cameras have. So basically, you know, you'll go into your camera's menu and you'll click something that says clean camera sensor. It'll vibrate a little bit and it'll do a fairly crap job. That's been my experience every single time. It does a fairly crap job and I need to go in there manually with the blower. So just actually using the blower works very, very, very frequently. But what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to press another button on the camera that basically folds down the mirror. Then you can hold the camera upside down, as mentioned before, and just using the blower, just blow into it. Hopefully the dust that was attached to the camera's sensor, it's not actually the sensor, there's a little filter in front of the sensor, but anyway, the dust attached there, hopefully it will fall off and your problem will be solved. At the end of the day, one, two, three specks of dust aren't the end of the world. You can clone them out. A lot of times you won't even see them, but if there's a pile of dust, you really need to get rid of it. So here's what you need to do. So to really check how much dust you have on your sensor, basically you want to take a shot of the sky, or you want to take a shot of your monitor. Let's say open up a window in a Firefox or Explorer, and you know, you'll just take a picture of your white screen at f22. If there's any dust on your sensor at f22, you'll notice it. I should just talk right now that if you have a lot of dust on your sensor, if you're shooting wide open, f2.8, f4, you might not notice the dust so much. You'll likely notice the dust more so as you stop down. Use a smaller aperture, larger number. So, you know, take a shot of the sky at f22 or take a shot of your monitor screen at f22 and then look at it at 100%. And you'll just clearly see how much dust there is. And you can decide if it's time to clean your sensor or not based on that. Now, if there is a lot of dust, you're going to need to get that sucker cleaned. Now, here's the full-on disclaimer. I don't want to get any emails telling me that people wreck their camera. For $40 or $50, you can send it off to the dealer, and they will do it for you professionally. What they're going to do is going to be very, very, very similar to the techniques that I'm going to describe shortly, but they're used to doing it, right? They do it every single day. They have the right pressure on their hand, using the right instruments in the right environment. And, you know, if they screw up your sensor, they're responsible. If you screw up your sensor, you're responsible. If you listen to the podcast and you screw up your sensor, you're still responsible. I don't want to get any emails telling me that you screwed up your sensor. Lots of people are doing this. Lots of people clean their own camera sensors. And yes, if you look at the warranty, they will tell you that you're going to void your warranty by doing this, or that you may void your warranty by doing this. I'll be honest, until my camera went out of warranty, I never cleaned my own camera sensor, but I have done it since then. And I must say it works pretty well. So the two ways to do this that I'm going to talk about are the wet solution and the dry solution. And the dry solution, I'll talk about that first because that's the only one I've tried and it worked quite well. So I used a product by LensPen called Sensor Clear. LensPen also makes a product called LensPen, and that's used for cleaning lenses, and I'll talk about that shortly. But this is specifically for your camera sensor and it's called Sensor Clear. Don't use this product on your lenses and don't use the LensPen on your sensor. You really want to use the Sensor Clear product on your sensor. But at the end of the day, it's just this rubbery, suedey, or spongy material that's in the form of a nib, and it looks like a pen. And basically using the Sensor Clear, you will expose your camera sensor, go into your manual to figure out how to do this, and you'll just ever so slightly, with the right pressure, just brush against wherever the dust is. And it tends to stick to the dust. And then you will remove the actual nib from the camera. And using your blower, you will blow the dust off of the nib. And then you will put the nib back into the camera to remove any further dust. At the end of the day, don't touch the nib with your fingers, because oils from your fingers will be transferred onto the nib. And then those oils can be transferred onto the sensor. You don't want that. You want to keep the sensor dry with this product, you know, no moisture at all. So don't touch the nib. This is the dry method. I should say I've done this myself. I've done it twice now. Very easy to do. It took a few minutes and it totally did the trick for me. I'll be honest, my sensor was not that dirty, just slightly dirty, and it worked really, really well. And like I said, you just blow it off using the blower, blow the dust off the nib using the blower, and then you just spin the cap around. Apparently that refreshes the tip, and you're done. Put it away. Beautiful method, because it's a dry method. You don't have to carry around liquids. You can clean your sensor in the field pretty easily. You don't have to worry about transporting it. The wet method uses a fluid that is flammable, and if you're traveling with it, airlines may give you a hassle. So this method worked very well for me. I'm going to put links in the show notes as well, and demos to video links, so you can see people doing it, and you can decide if you yourself feel comfortable to try it. After you clean your sensor, if you want to triple check, you could take that shot again of the sky or your monitor at f22, and then just look at it at 100% in Photoshop or something like that. If you have trouble seeing the spots of dust, you can use levels or threshold or something to increase the contrast, and then it should be really, really, really simple to see the dust. So, you know, again, if there's one piece of dust left on your sensor, it might not be worth it to go back and redo it. But it might. It really depends on you. What may happen is after you shoot with it for like 10, 20 shots, the remaining piece or two of stray dust that you didn't get with the sensor clear, it might just dislodge anyway and end up somewhere less distracting. So you may not need to go back and get it from like 99.5 to 100%. The other way is to use the wet method, which I'm going to describe. I have not tried this method yet, but I will be trying it in the future. So I'm not going to report on anything that I wouldn't try. I just haven't done so yet. But basically, at the end of the day, what you're going to do is you're going to use a special swab. And sometimes the swab is going to be pre-moistened for ease, or you'll moisten it yourself. And basically, you're just going to rub this swab along the sensor in a very, very careful way. And, the swab itself with the liquid, it'll actually stick to the dust. It'll pick up the dust. And then it will be removed from your camera. And then you can use your blower brush, etc., to get rid of any remaining stray pieces of dust. And the liquid that you use is a fast drying liquid. Chances are it'll be methanol based. And two sites are really, really good for this. So visibledust.com, they sell all kinds of these cleaning products. And the Copper Hill method, and I'm going to put links in the show notes. So the Copper Hill method is this wet method, and it's been described successfully and used successfully for a number of years by camera manufacturers themselves. So these techniques that I'm describing, they're not just my techniques. Actual camera manufacturers use them. They'll use the sensor clear. They'll use methanol, or a product called Eclipse, which contains methanol and is used for cleaning the sensor. But at the end of the day, again, you're going to use something like a lint-free PEC pad. PEC pad is just like an industry name for a lint-free, soft, unabrasive material that will gently clean cameras and lenses and sensors and things like that. But in this case, you'll drop a drop or two of methanol on that swab if it's not already pre-moistened, and you'll just gently touch the sensor and sweep from left to right, making sure all parts of your sensor are clean, and that's all there is to it. And then again, if you want to check to see how much dust you got and to see how effective you were, just shoot another shot at f22, bring it on your monitor screen at 100%, and you can clearly see how much dust you removed and how many remaining specks there are. In order to help you do this, or in order to avoid you from having to shoot these shots over and over and check on F22, there are also these loops you can buy, because sometimes it's hard to see the dust. When you open your camera up and you look at the sensor, if you're pretty close and you have really good eyesight, you can see the dust, but dust is small and sometimes it's hard to see. So they have now these loops that go over the open chamber of your camera once the lens is removed, and using that loop, you can more easily see where the dust is, and you can catch it using the wet method or the dry method. It'll just be easier to see. Some of these loops are ranging in price from $15 to $70. I'm going to put, again, those links in the show notes, and you'll just be able to purchase whatever you want from those links. I'm a low-tech kind of guy, and like I said, I haven't tried the wet method yet. The Sensor Clear Pen by LensPen, it cost me $17. That's 17. Doesn't seem expensive for such a useful tool. The wet method will cost you a bit more than that, and depending on how elaborate you want to get, you could spend up to $100 for sure on perfect tools and things like that. But a good size kit for the wet method will probably run you in the $40 range, and it'll last you years and years and years. So like I said, if you do feel comfortable cleaning the inside of your camera, basically, for $40 or $50, you'll have enough stock to do it, for years and years and years and years. Make sure you feel comfortable. If you're feeling nervous, don't do it. It's just not worth it. Especially if you spent, $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000 on your camera. What's $40 every once in a while to have it cleaned if you don't feel comfortable? In terms of cleaning actual lenses, this is also very, very, very important. And you're not going to want to just clean the front element and the back element. You're also going to want to clean, you know, the metal parts on the backside. And you can use a brush to do that. I recommend a synthetic brush, not natural brush. Some brushes have oils on them. So sometimes we try and save money by buying things from other disciplines and applying it to photography. When it comes to brushes, you want to make sure that they're synthetic and that there's no oils on them because you don't want to introduce oils into your camera. You don't. Trust me. Anywho, so for cleaning lenses, I've been using actually the lens pen for about two or three months now. Up until then, for like 15, 20 years, I was using the wet method like everyone else. So basically, I would use my blower to blow off stray specks of dust, and then I would apply some cleaning solution, likely methanol-based, to a microfiber cloth, and gently, in a circular motion, I would take the dust off. But for the past 2 months or so, I've been trying out the lens pen. I'm very impressed with it, I must say. Not everyone is, but a lot of people are, and I gotta say that I am. I find it very convenient, and just like a huff of breath will help you with the lens pen in particular. So let's say you're trying to get the speck off. Let's say it's a smear of something and it won't work with the lens pen itself. And with a huff of breath and then using the lens pen, I found that works really, really, really well. So I'm a fan of the lens pen, and that's one way to do it. And like I said, you know, a microfiber cloth with an Eclipse solution or a methanol solution or a professional lens cleaning solution, that should also do the trick as well. In terms of the camera itself, yeah, also the camera itself can be dusty. And again, using a blower, you want to blow off stray dust. Again, every time you change lenses, you are allowing dust to get into your camera and you want to eliminate that. You just do. So vacuum your camera bag. You want to vacuum your camera bag from time to time too. You'll take it to a beach and, you know, lots of camera bags are filthy and disgusting. And that's how, you know, crap gets into your camera. So make sure things are clean and keep things clean. And you'll have less sensor dust problems if you do this. In terms of other general cleaning tips, salt water. Salt water is a killer. If you're shooting near salt water, then, you know, the light spray can end up on your camera and salt can end up on your camera. And you don't want that. So if you're changing lenses around, salt water, things like that, when you get home, use some like distilled water on a microfiber cloth and try and gently take off traces of water on your camera or on the sides of your lenses. It's a good preventative technique. Salt water obviously is very corrosive and can start corroding your camera. So if you're not careful, you can end up into trouble. So be very careful around salt water. And I think that's going to do it for me today. Hope my voice wasn't too nasally. As always, if I miss something or anyone has a suggestion that they can add to, please, I'm into great knowledge. So please share it with me. You can leave a comment on the blog, photography.ca/blog. You can send an email, photography.ca@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment in our forum. Our forum is growing, lots of new members, making me really, really happy. Loving the improvements I'm seeing on the forum. The theme for another couple of days is light and shadow. We've had some great submissions there. If you're lurking and you want to get your last assignment in, you got another couple of days, and then it'll change again for April. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. It's a great time to be a photographer. It's a great time to get out there and shoot. Snow is melting. Seasons are changing. Periods of transition. Fantastic. I'll stop talking now. You guys get out there and keep on shooting. Bye for now, everyone.